Hey there, Unsolved Histories listener. Are you captivated by the enigmatic tales and intriguing mysteries we unravel in each episode? Well, we have an exciting opportunity for you to become an even bigger part of our community. Join our exclusive show, Unsolved Histories and Beyond, and help us continue to bring you the fascinating stories that keep you on the edge of your seat. By subscribing as a supporter, you'll unlock amazing benefits like exclusive episodes going over the paranormal and supernatural, and shoutouts in future episodes. And that's not all. Your subscription will directly contribute to the research, production, and expansion of the show, ensuring we can continue diving into the most intriguing unsolved mysteries of the past. Ready to become an Unsolved Histories supporter and unlock these incredible perks? Simply visit the link in the show notes. Don't miss out on this chance to explore history's enigmas like never before. Subscribe today and help us shed light on the mysteries that have confounded the world for generations. Thank you for your support, and we can't wait to embark on this journey with you, our Unsolved Histories supporter. Welcome to Unsolved Histories, the podcast that explores the mysteries of the past. I'm your host, Joe Foster, and today we'll be delving into one of history's greatest unsolved mysteries, the disappearance of aviation pioneer Amelia Earhart. Earhart was born in 1897 in Atchison, Kansas, and was raised in a wealthy family. She was always curious and adventurous, showing an early interest in aviation and learning to fly at the age of 23. From then on, she quickly gained a reputation as a skilled aviator and set several records for speed and altitude. Despite the many challenges that women faced in the male-dominated field of aviation during that era, Earhart remained focused and determined to inspire and encourage other women to pursue their dreams. Amelia Earhart was a trailblazer for women in aviation, breaking down barriers and stereotypes in a time when women were often relegated to traditional roles. Her accomplishments were many. She was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean, and she set several other aviation records during her career. She was also a gifted author and sought-after speaker, using her platform to advocate for women's rights and inspire others to pursue their dreams. But for all her accomplishments, it was Earhart's last flight that has captured the imagination of people around the world. In 1937, Amelia Earhart embarked on a flight around the world with navigator Fred Noonan. They were flying a Lockheed Electra, a state-of-the-art aircraft at the time. It was a daring and ambitious undertaking, one that would test the limits of aviation technology and human endurance. The flight plan involved several stops along the way, with the most critical stop being Howland Island in the Pacific. The island was small and difficult to find, and Earhart and Noonan had limited fuel reserves, so finding it was crucial. Unfortunately, things didn't go as planned. Radio communication between Earhart and the U.S. Coast Guard was sporadic, and the weather conditions were less than ideal. The journey was full of obstacles from the beginning, with mechanical issues arising early on and the plane needing repairs. Despite the setbacks, Earhart and Noonan were undeterred and pressed on with their journey. However, as they approached the Pacific, the weather conditions worsened and their fuel reserves dwindled. On July 2, 1937, Earhart sent her last known radio transmission. "We are running on a line north and south." After that, communication was lost. The U.S. Coast Guard immediately launched a search and rescue mission, but no trace of Earhart or Noonan was found. The search continued for weeks, with ships and planes scouring the ocean for any sign of the missing aviators. Despite the best efforts of the search and rescue teams, nothing was found. In the years since, many theories have been put forth to explain what happened to Earhart and Noonan. Some believe that their plane crashed into the ocean, while others believe that they were captured by the Japanese forces. Another theory suggests that Earhart survived the crash and assumed a new identity, living out the rest of her life in secrecy. However, no conclusive evidence has ever been found to support any of these theories. To get a better understanding of what may have happened to Earhart and Noonan, we spoke with several experts in aviation and history. Many believe that the most likely explanation for their disappearance is that the plane ran out of fuel and crashed into the ocean. They argue that the harsh weather conditions and lack of reliable navigation tools at the time made it difficult to locate Howland Island, and it's possible that Earhart and Noonan simply ran out of fuel and crashed into the ocean. Others point to the possibility that they were captured by the Japanese and held as prisoners of war. This theory stems from the fact that Earhart's flight coincided with the buildup of military tensions between the U.S. and Japan. Some historians believe that Earhart may have inadvertently flown into Japanese territory and was captured by the military. However, there is little evidence to support this theory, and many historians are skeptical. Despite numerous search efforts over the years, no evidence of Earhart or Noonan has ever been found. The mystery of their disappearance remains unsolved to this day. Regardless of what happened to Earhart and Noonan, their legacy lives on. Earhart was a true pioneer, pushing the boundaries of what was possible in aviation and inspiring generations of women to pursue their dreams. Her disappearance has continued to captivate people for decades, fueling countless theories and investigations. In recent years, new research and technological advancements have shed new light on the mystery of Earhart's disappearance. In 2017, a team of researchers used advanced imaging technology to analyze a previously unknown object spotted in a photo taken shortly after Earhart's disappearance. They believe the object could be a piece of Earhart's plane, providing new clues and raising new questions about what happened on that fateful flight. While we may never know exactly what happened to Amelia Earhart and Fred Noonan, their legacy continues to inspire people around the world. They remind us that with hard work, determination, and a willingness to take risk, anything is possible. And that's all for today's episode of Unsolved Histories. We've explored the mystery surrounding Amelia Earhart's disappearance and examined the evidence and theories surrounding it. While the mystery remains unsolved, new discoveries and advancements in technology give us hope that we may one day uncover the truth. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in to our next episode as we delve into another unsolved mystery from the pages of history. Keep exploring the mysteries of the past, and never stop seeking answers.